Visit
mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Right now, we are headed to Ascension St. Thomas, Rutherford, where we are talking with Daphne David, the president and the CEO. Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
I'm doing well, staying warm. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. So as far as the situation right now at the hospital, at both West Lawn and then also Rutherford right there on Medical Center Parkway, what is that situation and how's everything going?
Things are going well. We are still open, taking care of patients. So that is our focus, to continue to ensure we're taking care of the community. We have made some decisions to close our outpatient department to keep patients off the road if their needs are non-emergent. But we are still seeing patients in our emergency department. And as you can imagine, we have had an uptick in slips, trips, and falls in that space. And just continuing to encourage everyone to be very careful on ice ground, even if it looks like there might not be ice, there may be. And so just be very careful there to avoid any orthopedic injuries.
Now, are you seeing any serious enough orthopedic injuries that require surgery? And if so, are all the doctors, all the surgeons, are they making it in okay?
Our surgeons are very determined, and so they are here taking care of patients. We have had some challenges getting some staff in, but we are thankful for the local Jeep clubs, and members of our leadership team are picking our associates up and bringing them home. We have also opened up places for our associates to sleep, so we had upwards to close to 50 that stayed over last night, but we've had staff that have stayed day shift and night shift since Friday. And we provided accommodations for them and on cots and in some patient rooms, and also provided food and water and snacks for them as well, just to ensure that they're safe and we are still able to take care of our patients.
Now, as far as seeing people come in to visit patients that are already there, are you still seeing that?
We are not as many as we typically do, as you can imagine, and we are encouraging people to call and check in on their loved ones as often as they would like to, and we're happy to provide updates. There still are a few, but again, not that many.
Now, as far as the parking lot goes at the hospital, is that cleared or is there a lot of ice out there?
It has been consistently ice, but we have a team that's been working 24/7 to keep those parking lots clean. We've been dropping salt continuously. Our teams are pretty tired, but they continue to ensure that we're as safe as we possibly can. We do have equipment that have been cleaning out the parking lots and ensuring that walkways are safe.
It sounds like it's going to be even colder this evening than it was last night and then into tomorrow morning as well. So are we going to see, I guess, a lot of the same things tomorrow?
I would anticipate that, especially with it not getting above freezing today. And I'm currently looking out the window here and it's snowing. And if it rains at all or has any additional sleet, we're definitely concerned about individuals having more accidents.
Now, today marks the first day where a lot of urgent care clinics, a lot of walking clinics, they are closed today, and they're talking about being closed tomorrow as well. So that being said, do you expect to see kind of an upswing in the number of folks who do come there to the ER for things outside of the realm of maybe falls?
I would anticipate that. The interesting thing is, if it's not a true emergency, some people tend to wait a little bit longer than what they should, or maybe recognizing that the roads are concerning or offices are closed and they can't get in to see their primary care doc. They might wait a little bit longer than they should, but I would encourage individuals, if you don't need to get on the road, don't, but certainly don't wait too long to get your needs met. Because we're here to help take care of you.
Now, I do know that some clinics are offering like televisits and things along those lines, and I guess that is another option that you should at least call about before trying to get out there on the road.
Yes, I do recommend that. Most of our Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford clinics are offering that, and they're also offering rescheduling appointments. So our staff members are making tons of phone calls this morning just to ensure that our patients are getting what they need.
Now, as far as West Lawn goes, are we seeing a lot of the same situations there?
Same there. Volume has been a little bit lower, so not as many patients are coming in, which is great, which means they're not out on the road. But certainly we're seeing the same thing from slips, trips, falls. We haven't seen a lot of flu over the last week, but I would anticipate with individuals being indoors for this period of time that we may see an uptick in that over the next 7 to 10 days or so. But right now, it seems to be okay.
Now, lately, it looks like over the past 2 days or so, there have not been as many auto accidents as I kind of thought there would be just because of folks getting out there on the road and it being so slippery. But there are far less cars on the road than usual, so hopefully that will mean less accidents.
I hope so. I am concerned about 24. I'm always concerned about Interstate 24, but I know that there were a couple accidents yesterday. But in my drive to the hospital yesterday, the roads, to your point, they were actually quite clear and very few cars on the road.
I think it's the side roads that folks are having the hardest time navigating.
That's what I understand as well. And some of our associates are concerned and they're having trouble getting out of their driveways because of trees that are down as well. So I've seen quite a bit of broken trees due to the heaviness and the weight of the ice. And so that's certainly a concern also, and that might not get better over the next day or so.
Yeah, some of the nearby counties, they're having a major issue with not only clearing roadways, but clearing trees out of the way. I mean, we've heard a lot from a lot of other areas, and they're a lot worse off, it sounds like, than what we are right here in this area.
Yeah, well, we're certainly blessed in that space. We did have some challenges with roads being closed for some of our associates trying to come in last night from Manchester, and then also over off of Joby Jackson and that near Christiana. There were some concerns with road closures, but I believe those are open this morning.
Yeah, it looks like most of the major highways are open today. And I know Broad Street, they had a lot of issues. I guess it was yesterday and the day before, but not right now. It looks like most of those major roadways have been cleared at least as best they can, but snow is falling again and the temperatures will continue to drop, you know, when we get on into the evening hours once more. So it's going to be bad out there again tonight, I'd say.
It is. And I would just caution everyone just to please be careful. And if you have animals that you need to let out, we actually had an associate whose dog ran out in the street and she went to run after him and slipped and fell and hurt her back. So that happens really quickly, and we just want to ensure that everyone's reminded about how important it is to stay safe and off the ice.
Yeah, it's really easy to do because when you walk out your front door, that snow looks like it's just snow, but once you step on it, you realize there's a sheet of ice covering a lot of the snow.
Yeah, that is true.
Again, this morning we're talking with Daphne David, President and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford. And once more, you guys are open. The ER is open. But what portion, again, is closed?
Our outpatient clinics are closed. So our radiation oncology, our wound care clinic, our physician clinics are closed. We are continuing to have urgent and emergent surgical cases going in the surgery department. We did reschedule a number of those that did not have to be done today to ensure our associates and our patient safety, but we still are available to do emergency procedures should we need to do that, as well as cath lab and any immediate or urgent cardiac procedures or any gastrointestinal issues that someone might have that need to be taken care of. Our surgical departments are open.
And again, the ER is open at both Westlawn and the location Rutherford on Medical Center Parkway, so that's good to know there.
Yes, indeed. We are always here to take care of our community.
Well, Daphne, thank you for joining us this morning. And in just a second, we're going to head to medical dietitian Laura Lacano, I believe it is. We'll talk to her in just a minute. But thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great, warm, and safe day.
You too. Right now that time, 8:29. Stay with us. We're just 30 seconds away from 8:30. We have more news to update you on in just a second. We're broadcasting out of the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, and they have been working around the clock to make sure your electricity stays on. If your power was out or is out in certain areas, they are, I can assure you, they're working to fix that. And they'll get it back up and restored as soon as possible. We'll keep you up to date on that. But again, we're broadcasting out of the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. It is 8:30 on this Monday morning. Temperature outside, a very cold 12 degrees. Wind chill making it feel like -2 right now. We'll keep you up to date on the weather, the traffic, all of that stuff. So keep it right here on WGNS.
At Holden Hardware, we carry one of the area's best selection of sleds. We carry the round disc to the 48 and 66 inch plastic toboggans. We also have a few different ones in between. We may even have the old fashioned wood and metal sleds. When you are wanting to buy a sled, don't drive all over town. Come by and see us at Holden Hardware on the square. If you see the sleds in the window, we have them waiting for you. But don't wait too long. Get your sled at Holden Hardware on the square.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, reminding you to nudge your thermostat down just enough to stay comfortable. It's a simple way to save on heating costs and reduce strain on your system. Find more winter tips at mte.com/myenergyplan.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Our prices are as good or better than the box stores. I don't think you'll do better by shopping online than you would by coming in. If you're into podcasting, we have starter kits that have everything you need to get started. The interface for your computer, microphone, headphones, you'll be online in no time. If you need a PA, you need lights, we've got all for rent. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are now joined by dietitian Laura Iacono, and we'll be talking about diets and how to stay healthy. How are you this morning, Laura?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I know a lot of folks have already noticed it's probably kind of hard to get out and about to the grocery store this morning. So some folks may be stuck with eating whatever they have in the pantry, but you can still stay healthy, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, if you've got some, you know, even if you have some canned vegetables, some fresh produce, some whole grains, you can definitely pull something together.
So what is the role of a medical dietitian, and how does that differ from different types of dietitians out there?
I've been a dietitian for over 15 years, registered dietitian with Pathpoint Health, and I am so passionate about helping our community feel healthier from the inside out. Many people struggle with weight loss, low energy, or metabolic health, and they're not alone, and they don't have to be, and they don't have to try and figure it out by themselves. I believe that real change happens when we support one another with practical, science-based guidance that fits real life.
It seems like a lot of people complain about not having enough energy, but then you look at their diet and you realize, well, this could be the reason why.
Yeah, it can absolutely be. It's a physiology thing. You know, when some people skip meals, their energy declines, their blood sugar dips, and they can have those crashes where they really feel that they have to grab for things, quick sugar things that are not necessarily always healthy.
When somebody, they have a busy schedule like everybody else out there does, that's when those skip meals, I guess, come into play for a lot of people, and they think to themselves, you know, my body doesn't need this extra meal. I'm probably losing weight by doing this. But I guess in the long run, just the opposite can happen if you continue to do that.
Your metabolic rate slows down when you go long periods of time without eating food.
So if you're skipping, let's say, lunch each and every day, and maybe for breakfast you have something like a Pop-Tart or something along those lines that's high in sugar, what ultimately happens to folks?
So what ultimately happens is when they have a high sugar, what I call refined simple carbohydrate, that's not going to hold them very long. They're going to be hungry maybe an hour after that. So it's important to kind of have a balanced meal, and the purpose of a meal is not just to nourish you, but it's to get you to the next meal. So that helps. When you have a balanced meal, it helps keep your metabolic rate up. It prevents blood sugar dips. It helps you with satiety. So when you go those long periods, you tend to get kind of ravenous and your blood sugar drops and serotonin levels drop, and you don't always make the best choosing food. Your body is craving and saying, I need, you know, brown rice or sweet potato, but sometimes that comes out as Starbucks double-double mochaccino, caramel latte, and a donut. So our brains can twist it up. It can come out a little different, you know. But you can't expect people to make a good decision when you're on an empty stomach and you're heading towards, your body's heading towards a starvation state where our bodies are designed to protect us. So they're going to send, our bodies are going to send us signals like red and yellow flags to say, you know, I need sugar, I need protein. And we don't always interpret that. We just say we need a quick fix so that, you know, I feel better and I'm not starving anymore and I have energy. Does that kind of make sense?
It does make sense. So when it comes to choosing the foods that you're going to be eating throughout the week, when you go to the grocery store, what should we be looking for?
So we should be looking for foods from the ground up, right? Not ultra processed foods, foods that are minimally processed, things like fresh produce, lean meats, whole grains, starchy vegetables, you know, all of those dairy, low-fat dairy, Greek yogurts, fruits, vegetables, high-fiber cereals, those kind of things.
So avoid the stuff with, like, over-the-top amounts of sugar in it that a lot of people like to choose because they taste good, but they may not be good for you.
Sure. I mean, simple sugar like table sugar, honey, molasses, things like that are good for quick energy. But most people, we need that long-term energy. We need foods that provide us until we get to the next meal. Nutrition is temporary, so we have to replace it every 4 to 4.5 hours. So when you wake up in the morning, you want to break that fast by having a good balanced breakfast that includes some kind of lean protein, a fruit carb, and some kind of grain carb, and maybe even a healthy fat. And then the combination of all that is enough to raise your metabolic rate to an optimal level and then keep you satiated for the next 4 to 4.5 hours until the next, your midday meal time comes. And then after that, you want to space your lunch and dinner meals out 4 to 4.5 hours after that. And if you're going to go longer, so let's say, you know, your lunch is at 12 and you're not going to eat dinner till 7, then you really need to throw a snack in there, a good protein and combo high fiber carb snack at around 3-4 o'clock to keep your blood sugar levels up, your energy levels up, so we don't get this tiredness and brain fog and lack of energy and things like that and start having cravings. So that is really a science, nutrition science-based, good meal timing structure for people to have.
I noticed a lot of people are grabbing these protein bars, and there's a variety out there to choose from, but protein bars, how do those either help or hurt somebody out there?
So protein bars are great. The recommendations, you know, the new food guide pyramid is out. It is the recommendations for protein at meals and snacks is about 20 to 30 grams, right? So if you can get a protein bar that has at least, you know, 15 to 20 grams of protein and can be anywhere from around 150 to 250 calories and not have added sugar to it and have at least 2 or 3 grams of fiber in there, and you pair that with a piece of fruit, that's a great snack. So I would look, as far as the protein bars go, they're good for a snack. They're good if someone's exercising, beginning exercising, and they need a pre or post workout snack. And, you know, it's in between that meal time to sustain them. So some of the protein bars that my patients like are the Think bars and the Bear Bell bars.
But when it comes to genetics, how much of a role do genetics play in not only somebody's maybe choice of food, but their overall health when it comes to diets?
Yeah, most of what I've seen over the years of being a dietitian in hospitals and outpatient settings and metabolic health clinics, most of the obesity and being overweight is from exogenous sources, right? Instead of inside your body, instead of genetics. If genetics can be there, but it's mostly your environment, your external environment, and how you eat and how you move every day.
I guess a lot of people blame overweight on genetics, when in reality, it's just the environment they grew up in. It's how they maybe learned how to eat, and they continued that habit.
Most of the time, yes. There will be that small percentage of the population that gets tested and may have a disorder or genetic predisposition.
Again, this morning, we are talking to dietitian Laura Iacono. And Laura, what are the most common nutrition mistakes that you're seeing in patients today?
The most common nutrition mistakes that people are making are skipping meals and eating foods that have a lot of sugar, getting those quick foods, eating ultra-processed foods, snack foods. They're not eating complete meals. They're eating maybe one food group at a time and never really raising their metabolic rate to the point where it's very efficient in burning calories.
Stress and sleep habits, do those play a big role, or do maybe the diets we eat, do those play an even bigger role in increasing our stress and sleep problems?
Stress and sleep can definitely be affected, definitely affect obesity and losing and weight loss, because when someone is very stressed, cortisol is released and people can tend to eat more when they're stressed.
What about for folks who have a lot of pain, a lot of stiffness, maybe back pain? Can nutrition help with that as well?
I mean, there are a lot of healthy anti-inflammatory foods that can help with that. Some processed foods and artificial sweeteners, may aggravate those conditions. So things like, you know, sweet potatoes and vegetables and lean proteins, plant-based foods, legumes, lentils, beans can be helpful for that, any of those anti-inflammatory foods. And then, of course, you know, moving and exercise and mobility.
Interesting. So inflammation, that can, I guess, get worse with certain foods, certain diets for folks.
Yeah, depending on the individual, yes. Some individuals can have trigger foods that can cause a GERD flare-up, a reflux flare-up for them, or, you know, they just ache when they're not eating the right foods.
Sounds like the right diet is really everything. I mean, that's what gets you feeling good in a lot of ways, by having the right diet.
By eating whole grains and proteins, lean proteins and fruits and vegetables, and kind of staying away from not making your go-to foods be your ultra-processed, high saturated fat, high sodium meals, high sugar meals, kind of staying away from or limiting those. And good nutrition is not so much about cutting things out, it's about adding things in. So when people lose weight, they tend to cut things out. They don't add things into their diet. So, you know, limiting and cutting back on those ultra processed foods and adding more good foods in is very helpful to weight loss, because those things like fiber can keep you satiated just like fat can. So saturated fat can keep you saturated. It's not the best thing for your heart and your arteries, but fiber is, and fiber can keep you just as full as fat. So it's learning about swapping and switching certain foods that can give you the same maybe energy levels or better and satiety and knowing which ones to have. And that's where, you know, a dietitian can come in on a personal level and be very helpful to someone.
I've noticed on social media, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by conflicting nutrition information because you'll see one post that talks about how great this is, and then another post that talks about how horrible the same thing is. It just said, you know, a post before how great it was.
Yeah. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and it really depends where the source of the information is coming from, right? So when it comes to nutrition, you really need a reliable source of information. People try different things and they have good experiences with it or even not so good experiences with it, and then someone may avoid something. So it's important to know where your information is coming from and that you're getting it from a trusted, educated, science-backed, reliable source, not just someone who thinks that, you know, this worked for them and this is great and everybody should do it.
Now, what about supplements? Are those necessary for most people, or should the nutrients we take in from our regular diet, should that cover most of any supplements that people may need?
I mean, it depends. If someone is eating a proper balanced diet day in and day out and they have a good nutrition plan and regimen and they're exercising incorporated with exercise daily and they know that they're getting all their food groups in and vitamins and minerals, they may not need to have a multiple vitamin. But some people just for that like to have that little extra insurance, right? Like maybe I've had patients say to me, I know I don't get enough vegetables in or enough fruits in, so, you know, it might be a good idea for me to take some vitamin C to prevent a cold, or because right now I can't change my diet, or they want to change their diet, but they need a little help. So it depends on the individual.
And again, we're talking with dietitian Laura Icano, and we're going to take a short break and then we will be right back. So Laura, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Right now, the time 30 seconds away from 8:50. It is 8:49 right now, and that temperature outside is at 12 degrees, but the wind chill making it feel like -2. Again, we'll be right back.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
This is Peter Demas inviting you to enjoy a meal with our family at Demas's Restaurant. With cold and flu season here, nothing helps my family more than having the Demas's baked chicken and rice soup. It was a soup that was created by my grandmother, and we not only sell it by the cup, but we also sell it by the quart, by the half gallon, and by the gallon. So stop by anytime today and bring soup to your family that may be sick or a friend that's been sick, or just to enjoy it just because it tastes so good. Demas's Restaurant.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 8:53. This morning we are joined by dietitian Laura Icano. And before we go on, Laura, if anybody would like to get a hold of you or they have questions, how can they do that?
Sure, absolutely. I'm at Pathpoint Health. We have two centers. We have one in Murfreesboro, one in Nashville.
Easy enough. And again,
Pathpoint. It's Path, P-A-T-H-P-O-I-N-T, Pathpoint.
Pathpoint. Got it. Okay.
You got it.
So here in Murfreesboro, also in Nashville. And there's a lot of folks out there I know who are wanting to change their diet. And I guess what's that easiest first step to take?
Easiest first step whenever someone wants to change their eating habits. It's never easy. It takes work. But some good first steps would be to stop skipping meals if that's something that they're doing and not going, you know, long periods without eating food and just trying to add the good stuff in, right? Like if you're not used to having fruit as part of your breakfast, add a piece of fruit. If you're not used to having whole grains or some healthy carbs or bread and protein at meals, start adding those things in.
Now, I know the food pyramid has changed. We have about 5 minutes left, but how has that changed?
It's changed in the sense that now it's not so much focused on portion sizes like the plate was. It focuses on eating real food from the ground up, having your limited, ultra-refined carbohydrates and processed foods on the bottom of the pyramid now, and incorporating on the top the lean proteins and produce and vegetables and fruit that are, you know, fresh, minimally processed, and having a balance of that. Dairy is also included in there as a part of, you know, the daily diet. So the pyramid is, you know, wanting people to just eat that balance with the foods that go from the top to the bottom. I see that carbs, people have been asking me, well, carbs are on the bottom now. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have them. You definitely want to incorporate starchy vegetables and whole grain carbohydrates. It's just the refined ones with the simple sugars, the baked goods, cookies, pastries, high-sugared cereals, things like that that have added sugar.
And I know there's some people out there who try to have, I've seen all-meat-type diets, which seem a little dangerous to me. I don't know. It just seems a little uneven, if you ask me.
Yeah. You know, it's easy sometimes for people to be focused on a single macronutrient, right? Like to say, oh, I'm just going to eat protein and I'm going to cut out carbs, or I'm just going to eat protein and green vegetables. You really need to have that balance because our bodies are designed to protect us. So whatever we don't give our bodies will find a natural physiological way to make that up. So for example, if you're just going to have protein and you're not going to have any carbs with that or vegetables, then you may only feel full for about 2 hours after the protein. You won't make it till the next meal. You won't raise your metabolic rate fully because our bodies, whether we like it or not, our bodies are designed to use glucose as a first energy source. So when we take those carbs out, which have burning capacity also to raise our metabolic rate, we lose that. And then we lose the ability to spare our protein, right? Because our bodies can convert protein into sugar if we need it. So our bodies are an incredible machine. And I think the more we understand and the better we understand how our bodies work, then we can make better nutrition choices that align with our bodies and make us feel good.
And we should definitely start teaching this at a young age to our kids for sure.
Yes, you know, it would be great if, you know, when I went to school, they didn't teach nutrition in school. I'm sure a lot of people, that wasn't part of the curriculum, but it's definitely something to think about. Nutrition is very important for everyone, for growing children, adults, throughout the life cycle.
And if you can't make it to the grocery store today because of the ice, the snow, then at least start with some of the canned goods you may already have on the shelf, the vegetables and things along those lines.
Yes, you know, try to just kind of look at the pyramid and maybe just choose things from there. If you have Pop-Tarts or refined sugar things in your house, not the best choice for energy, you know, for concentration and for energy. You know, it's if you have some lean proteins there, some canned green beans and some turkey burgers or even a lean hamburger, some pasta, some fruit, whatever you have, you know, we're in. We can't get out there today. And as dangerous as the storm was, there's something very beautiful when you look out your window and see all the ice on the trees, right?
Definitely. Again, with us this morning, dietitian Laura Iacono. And once more, tell us how to get a hold of you.
It's Pathpoint Health, PathPoint, Pathpoint Health in Nashville and Murfreesboro.
All right.
We're there.
Well,
we're there for you for your metabolic health and nutrition needs.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Recycled Minute, powered by RecycleRightTN.com. Hold on to your lids and labels, folks. Rocky the Raccoon's here with another clever way to make recycling fun for everyone.
Hey, y'all. Rocky the Raccoon here, and I'm thinking outside the bottle. get it. Some say outside the box. Nope, I'm thinking outside the bottle. I'm on a kick here with these water bottles. You can use those used water bottles to make a clever watering can. You heat up a needle to poke tiny holes in the cap. Then you fill the bottle with water and squeeze. Perfect for kids to water plants or rinse garden tools with. No fancy gadgets needed. I'll keep the ideas flowing with your recycled minute each day. In fact, I'm gonna go back to the thinking board. I'm Rocky the Raccoon. As always, get tips and ideas on what to recycle and how by visiting our website, recycleright.tn.com.
Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to recycleright.tn.com.
Hi, this is Wanda Mills, and I'm here to invite you to come and visit Adam's Place. The room is always cleaned once a week. The bed is changed. So many people do tend to want to just hibernate. I go to things here that I wouldn't go anywhere else. We always go to eat, and that's a good time to socialize with other people.
I'd love to give you a tour of Adam's Place on Memorial across from Walmart.